This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Mizu, will arrive in New Delhi today on a five-day visit to India. During the visit, Maldives President will meet President Draupadi Murmu. He will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. The ministry said that during his stay, Dr. Mizu will also visit Bengaluru and Mumbai, where he will attend business engagements. Maldives is a key maritime neighbor in the Indian Ocean region and holds a special place in Prime Minister's vision of Sagar, security and growth of all the region. The India Neighborhood First policy and the visit to President Mizu to India after the recent visit of External Affairs Ministers to Maldives is a testimony to the importance that India attaches to its relations with the Maldives. The visit expected to lend further momentum to cooperation and robust people-to-ties between the two countries. Earlier, he had visited India in June this year to attend the swearing-in ceremony of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Council of Ministers. Former President Ramnath Kovind, who headed to the High-Level Committee of One Nation, One Election, has said that India will greatly benefit from adopting simultaneous elections in its steady march towards its Viksit Bharat. He said in New Delhi while delivering the 30th Lal Bahadur Shastri Memorial Lecture on simultaneous elections. Mr. Kovind added that the simultaneous elections will have long-term benefits such as better governance, policy stability, social cohesiveness, economic growth and enhanced global competitiveness. Indian Air Force will conduct a mega air show at Marina Beach in Chennai today. The air show is a prelude to the celebration of the 92nd annual Air Force Day. The aerobatic show with 72 aircrafts is likely to draw 15 lakh spectators, aiming to create a record of Limca record book this year. A voter turnout of around 67% was recorded in Haryana assembly elections for which polling was held yesterday. The single-phase polling of 90-member state assembly remained largely peaceful. Voters from all the sections were seen queuing up at the polling stations to cast their votes. With a significant population of elderly voters, many above the age of 100 years were seen participating in the electoral festivities with enthusiasm. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Pralhad Joshi, will embark the three-visit to Germany starting today. During the visit, the minister will attend the two-day Hamburg Sustainability Conference. He will also hold a series of bilateral meetings with the ministers from Germany, the United Kingdom and other senior officials to boost cooperation in sustainable development, green hydrogen, low-cost finance and the entire renewable energy value chain. The visit aims to strengthen India-Germany relations, create business opportunities and accelerate the expansion of renewable energy in India and globally. In Women's T20 World Cup, India will lock horns with the arch rival Pakistan in Dubai today. The match will commence at 3:30 PM IST. A win would give Harmanpreet Kaur's team the first points and some breathing room, having lost to the first opening match against New Zealand on Friday. In a pre-match press conference, India's assistant coach Avishar Salvi stated that India's side knows how to bounce back from the loss. Meanwhile, Pakistan has secured a victory over Sri Lanka in their opening match. In cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in their first T20 international of the three-match series in Gwalior today. The match will commence at 7 PM. Earlier in a two-match series against Bangladesh, India achieved a convincing whitewash, securing the 18th consecutive home series victory. The India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall over northeast and south peninsular India till today. The Weather Department predicted that there are no significant chances of rain in northwest, west and central regions in the coming days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.